Thank you, Ian. We've now reached our last batch of news items. Amongst others, we have sport, with the latest football report, and charity Run Norwich is to include juniors for the first time. Then, not specific to Norwich, but with local impact, is a statement from Ryanair, soon to be flying from Norwich Airport, about the impact of tax on small airports, and also the selection of an election candidate for South Norfolk. Then, we hear of the restaurant at Carrow Road and an Easter tea treat at the Assembly House. Right, Blackburn won, Norwich won. If victories over Watford and Cardiff were intoxicating reminders of the quality this Norwich side possesses, then this was proof that the Championship always has an unwelcome surprise up its sleeve. Blackburn, under new management in John Eustace, were dogged and uncomfortable competitors. But in truth, Norwich lacked the attacking verve that came to define an exhilarating week at Carrow Road prior to this encounter. Dom Hyam's equaliser cancelled out Marcelino Nunes's stunning free kick to ensure Norwich's frustrations on the road continue. Ewood Park was also going to represent a different, more challenging backdrop. But David Wagner will be left frustrated his side didn't do more to put the Championship's second leakiest defence under pressure.
Run Norwich 2024 will for the first time include a junior run. The Norwich City Community Sports Foundation announced the exciting addition to the annual event to encourage the next generation of runners. Set for September 8, the event is expected to sell out in record time. The junior run is for those aged 8 to 15, with under 10s needing to be accompanied by an adult. All road closures remain unaltered, with the junior run taking place within the main Run Norwich route. The race will open entries on February the 28th and 29th, with the junior run intake following shortly after.
Smaller UK airports, such as Norwich, are being put at an enormous disadvantage because of air passenger duty, Ryanair has claimed. Passengers with standard tickets leaving the UK are charged APD at a rate of £6.50 for domestic flights and £13 for short-haul trips. The rate increases for longer flights and passengers travelling in premium cabins. Ryanair will begin flights to Malta, Alicante and Faro on Mondays and Fridays from April the 1st, as well as a host of return journeys. Norwich Airport currently operates flights to 18 destinations in 9 countries, with connections to 150 more locations via Amsterdam.
A Tory election candidate has pledged to be more visible than the MP she wants to succeed. Current South Norfolk MP Richard Bacon has been declared missing by many voters and has been accused of failing to fulfil his duties. Poppy Simister Thomas will fight to keep the Tory-held seat as Mr Bacon is standing down at the general election. Mrs Simister Thomas, whose husband David is the Conservative candidate for Norwich South, said she would be very active and visible to her constituents. When asked whether she hoped to be more visible in the community than Mr Bacon, she said she did. It's a really long time to serve the community, and he's done a lot of good work. But I'm looking to be very active, she added. I'm going to work very hard for the community and earn every vote.
Norwich City has announced that its Yellow's restaurant will revert to only being open on match days. A club spokesman explained that it is no longer viable for Yellow's Bar and Grill to open on non-match days. It has been confirmed that the Carrow Road restaurant will close as a standalone venue after its evening service this Saturday. It will continue to open for food and drinks on match days and will still be available for private hire. Sissy's joint minority shareholder and famed TV cook, Delia Smith, purchases 101 paintings by local artist Nick Chinnery and uses them to fill the restaurant's walls.
Easter Teas. A spring extravaganza is coming to a Norwich venue as it announces its latest afternoon tea theme. The Easter Bunnikins afternoon tea will be available at the Assembly House in Theatre Street from March 20th until April the 7th, 2024. Expect four tiers of sweet and savoury treats, including two scones each, all handmade by the head of pastry, Mark Mitson, and his team. There will be new savouries in the Easter tea, joining existing favourites, such as a sausage roll and mini three cheese toastie. The additions are a prawn Marie Rose vol-au-vent and a garlic cream cheese and crispy onion tart. The cakes are an Easter egg gâteau opera, a carrot cake shot glass, a cherry Bakewell flavoured macaron, salted caramel chocolates, and a Bunnikin's shortbread biscuit. Vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free or dairy-free teas are available with prior notice, and they also do takeaways.
Tables outside the Feeds Waterloo Park Pavilion Cafe, off Angel Road in NR3, were found smashed to pieces last week, leaving staff and volunteers bitterly disappointed. Police are searching for the vandals, but the cafe's frustration has been eased thanks to a city shopping centre. Gemma Hyde, a spokesman for Castle Quarter, said the Feed does such good work and supports so many people locally. We really wanted to do what we could to help them out. We had three benches and storage, which we no longer needed, so we happily gave them to the social enterprise. Warmer spring days are just around the corner. We hope the furniture will be well used, bringing lots of people out to enjoy the park cafe.
A road trip through Norfolk and Suffolk beauty spots has been named one of the best British breaks for 2024. The Anglian 350 driving route through Norfolk and Suffolk is set to launch this spring, but the Telegraph has already included it in a ranking of the best British breaks to take this year. The route, which has been mapped out by Visit East Anglia, will take explorers on a 350-mile trip, meandering from the picturesque North Norfolk coast at Holkham Bay over to Cromer, before twisting down through the Norfolk Broads to Southwold in Suffolk.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this weekly edition of Chatterbox. We hope you have enjoyed it. You will be used to our usual reminder that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. The other regular reminder, of course, is that you do not have to pay any postage as the postal service is free. And don't forget about the invitation to the Chatterbox AGM on the 13th of March, which we mentioned earlier.
We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of volunteers who have produced it today. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You will know that the office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, don't worry. You will hear our answer phone message click in, and then you can leave your own message. We will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. tory.co.uk. I'm sure you haven't forgotten, but I will remind you now to continue listening as you have the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine coming next, and then after that, Norwich Citizen. Lots to listen to. So now all that remains is for Mike and myself to say goodbye for this week.